This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome, this is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. Yesterday morning I was talking about risk-taking. How often are we prepared to really take risks? Are we frightened that things are going to go really badly for us? And yet if we risk nothing, nothing really happens. Nothing can change or grow, or we can learn to really live if we're prepared to take a risk. I read about a news reporter in Sarajevo during the Bosnian War. He was reporting the story of this terrible war. And just a few yards in front of him one day, he saw a little girl who was wounded by sniper fire, and a man ran out into the street and picked this little girl up, risking his own life. And he begged the reporter to help him rush the girl to the hospital, and he agreed. As they rushed through the streets, the man said to the reporter, "Hurry, hurry. My little girl is still alive, and unfortunately she didn't make it." So they wound up at the hospital, and the man said, "Now comes the hard part. I have to find the girl's father and tell him that unfortunately she's dead." And the reporter was dumbfounded. "What do you mean?" he said. I thought she was your daughter." And he said, this man said, "Aren't they all our children?" You see, he was someone who was prepared to take the risk. And if you look at history, history is strewn with people who took risks, and many of them changed the course of history. It's something we don't like doing very much. And most of us limit our thinking to, is it risky trying a new restaurant or driving a different way back home? We love to be comfortable. We like things to stay that way. Fear of change is a very real and predominant part of our decision-making. When you read the Bible, you'll see people who took great risks and saw great rewards. And God asks his people to risk everything. And for example, Noah, he was Noah. He built an ark when it had never rained, and people thought he was crazy. But there's old Noah with his three boys cutting down that gopher wood and nailing the planks into place. Not only that, he had to wait 120 years for the rains to finally come. And in the end, Noah was saved, and along with his family. But I guess it wasn't easy for him waiting for those first drops to fall from heaven. And what about Abraham? Abraham, at the height of his prosperity, was called to leave the city of Ur of the Chaldees, and he took his wife with him, and Abraham set out for regions that he knew nothing about because God had promised to show him a better land. And although he'd heard it all, and he was a well-respected man, when God called him, Abraham left that all behind. He really took a very huge step of faith. He said goodbye to security and safety. And here he was, setting across this trackless desert in search of a city that had foundations. He knew that much. He knew the builder and maker was God. And then there's Moses, who led the nation of Israel to the shores of the Red Sea and then across the Red Sea into the Sinai Desert. Moses, a man who was not young, he was 80 years old, at an age when most men put their feet up and read the sports page in the newspaper, but Moses is there up in the mountain having a discussion with God. Absolutely amazing, isn't it? What would you do if God asked you to risk everything, to risk your comfortable lifestyle and to follow him? Would you consider it too risky? You know the story of Charles Blondin, the tightrope artist. He was famous for crossing the 355-metre span of the Niagara Falls, 50 metres above the water. He had done this. He crossed blindfolded. He'd used stilts. He'd crossed there with a chair. He'd sat down in the middle of it and even crossed that with someone on his back. Amazing man. But one day he crossed the Great Falls with a wheelbarrow, made it look so simple. When he got to the other side, there was the crowd waiting for him. "Who believes," he said, "I could cross this rope with someone inside this wheelbarrow?" Well, the crowd cheered and shouted, "Yes, we believe." And then Charles Blondin said, "Who'll volunteer?" Suddenly, the crowd went silent. They weren't prepared. Well, many Christians say they believe God can do anything, but when God asks them to risk something, they're not quite so happy about it. But you know that God is good, and when he makes a promise, his promises are true, and they're always 100% reliable. Heavenly Father, today we know that we might have to take a risk, but we pray that you will give us the strength and the wisdom to do it. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.